Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good evening, miss. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I'm doing a survey about some public issues here in Ector County. Can you share your opinion with us?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Now, first of all, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you live within the city limits of Arisa, or do you live outside the city limits?
I live in the city limits of Odessa.
Odessa, okay. I apologize. And I do want to thank you for correcting me. I do, because, you know, you learn something every day, okay? Odessa, okay. Now,
yes.
Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Is this for the county or the city?
But it's basically of the city, but it's going to be for the county, too. There's going to be some questions for the county, too.
Okay, well, I'm just making sure, because I know the county and the city are two separate entities, because my father worked for the county.
Okay, like the question said, do you think that things in Ector, the whole county, are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
I think they're okay. I think the county itself is on the right track.
Okay, thank you. And I do want to thank you for taking your time. What is the most important issue facing Ector County right now, in your opinion?
Ooh. Huh. Probably our school system.
The school system, okay. Education issues, would you say?
Yep.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County?
Expensive.
Okay. Now, would you say they're excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They're fair. Good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, another good.
Okay. Let me correct that. So you said they're good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well, as long as oil is good, it's probably about the same or better off.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County?
I'm not.
Very concerned, somewhat, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you. Now, once again, I do want to thank you for taking your time. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Okay, the first is a shared vision and effective plan for economic development and job growth.
Fair, I guess.
Fair, okay. What about public safety and low crime?
Oh, horrible. Poor.
You would say it's horrible?
Okay. Public safety and crime is horrible.
Okay, so you would say it's poor, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what about public transportation?
I don't know. I've never used it.
Okay, so... Okay. What about availability of affordable housing?
That's fair.
Fair? Okay. What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
Poor? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And offering job opportunities in your field?
Good.
Good? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Poor? Okay.
Poor. Like, if you could be lower than poor, that'd be cool.
Okay. Okay. How about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Poor.
Poor? What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Excellent.
Excellent? Okay. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Fair? What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Poor.
Poor. What about quality of the public schools?
Poor.
Poor. What about availability of quality health care?
Poor.
And welcoming and inviting the to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
That's good.
Good. And I do want to thank you. Yeah. I do want to thank you one more time. You said it is called Odessa County. Is that how you say it? I mean, I'm sorry, Odessa City? Okay.
Ector County, Odessa is the city.
Okay. Ector County, Odessa is the city. Okay, thank you. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Okay? It would be excellent, good, fair, or poor. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Good.
Good. What about people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
What about racial and ethnic minorities?
Good.
Good. Okay. What about people like you?
Oh, good.
Good. Okay. And retirees?
Good.
What about young single people?
Poor.
Poor. What about family with children?
Fair.
Fair?
Yeah. Okay.
What about immigrants from other countries?
Good.
Good. What about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Very good.
Very good. Okay. Well, now, I want to thank you, and we're almost done here. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Fair?
No problem.
Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Okay. And economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County?
I'm very sorry, confident. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County?
Very.
Very? Okay. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Some college.
High school. Some college? Okay. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Independent. And what is your age? 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65, or over?
I'm 31.
Well, you sound very young, yeah. Now, do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
Yep, I got three.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
White.
right? And is anyone in your household employed in a job that's related to the gas or oil industry?
Yep.
And
yep, yep.
Is your annual household income under $25,000, $25,000 to
$39,000, $40,000 to $74,000,
or $75,000 and up? The second one. $25,000 to $40,000.
Yes.
Okay. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time? And I believe this is in terms, I'm sorry, this is a verbatim. I know I have to read this verbatim. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself, I'm sorry, male, female, something else? I have to read everything how it is, okay? I do apologize.
No, you're good. I am most definitely female.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like it to me. Okay. Okay, now, Miss, I do want to thank you for taking your time. You know, your opinion is very important. This concludes our survey, and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.